You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We got a busy, busy, newsy show this morning. We want to put you right at the center of it. 7 years after September 11th, 2001, of course. That was a radical event in history, but we want you to think radically this morning. What if we had, say, done nothing in military response after September 11th? How would the world be different? Or what if we'd done something radically different from what happened? How would history be different? Give us your favorite what if at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And a number of us were talking actually this week. What is the best sort of single line succinct answer to a child's question? What happened, at ground zero? What happened on that day? What happened on 9/11, Mom, Dad? If you have a good answer to that or the best one you've ever heard, send it to us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. But we're shifting our attention to Washington and actually the city of Denver. We haven't had a government scandal like this in quite some time. Money, sex, and oil. That's the combo. And it's in the city of Denver. U.S. government officials in charge of collecting billions of dollars in energy royalties. Those are the royalties that are paid to the government in return for drilling rights or mineral rights. Anyway, the government officials stand accused of taking expensive gifts and sex from the industry they were supposed to be watching. That's the oil industry. Investigative reporter Derek Kravitz is covering the story for The Washington Post. Derek, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
This is one quite literally for the books, and I hope you write one. Lay out the scandal here as you understand it, and I guess it was 20 months of investigating that led us to this point?
More than 2 years, $5.3 million investigation by the Department of Interior released yesterday. Three different reports, and it's a pretty exhaustive investigation.
So what happened? This government agency was relatively unique. It was supposed to oversee a process that was to deliver a lot of money to the U.S. government. It ended up doing that, but it also produced some, shall we say, unintended consequences. Explain.
Right. It's a very small office based out of Denver, and it brings in about $4 billion a year in oil and natural gas royalties to the federal government. But the problems that they were looking at involved illicit sex with employees of energy firms, illegal drug use, steering contracts to favored clients, going off and having fun at football games and baseball games, and accepting gifts that are above the cap of $50, which is prohibited in federal government. All in all, just running amok.
So these are employees of the Interior Department whose job it is to say to people in the oil and mineral industry, hey, you're going to drill or mine this material, you're going to give us money. And in return, the industry said, hey, we'll be happy to give you the money, and we also want to invite you to these following parties. How coercive was this?
Well, the oil and natural gas companies thought of these government workers almost as another type of industry, another type of company or business, and didn't really view them as an arm of the government. There's supposed to be sort of a wall between government and industry, and there wasn't one here. And as a result, it just broke down completely, and it's going to cause some investigations. There's going to be a House oversight hearing next Wednesday, and I'm sure it'll be a topic of fodder here for a few more weeks at least.
Well, Derek, listen to Congressman House Minority Leader John Bonner at a news conference on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Our members over the last 20 months have been pushing Chairman Waxman to continue this investigation and to have hearings, and he's refused to do it. We could have gotten to the bottom of this a lot earlier.
And here's Danielle Bryan, who's the executive director of the Project on Government Oversight that helped to deliver this investigation, characterizing what they think happened here.
There have been rumors for months, if not years, of misconduct in this office, and the inspector general has done a terrific job.
And then this little gem here.
It's almost like teenagers, having a party when the parents go out.
So, Derek Kravitz, is that a fair characterization?
The term that keeps coming up from everyone I've talked to is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And you know, in this case, it's sex, drugs, and oil. And yeah, it's like a fraternity house gone wild a little bit.
A drill, baby, drill, I guess.
Drill,
to
baby,
mind,
drill.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen here as far as the investigation is concerned and charges, et cetera?
Well, there's at least one guy who's already pleaded guilty, and it looks like, at least in the Post story this morning that we wrote, that there might be another guy who faces some sort of criminal charges. And as far as the investigation goes, there'll be hearings next week, and we'll have to see what comes out there.
All right, Derek Kravitz, thank you very much for joining us. Washington Post investigative reporter on the story of a scandal between government officials who are supposed to be overseeing drilling and mineral royalties to the U.S. government, instead getting involved in a serious scandal involving sex and drugs. Being investigated in Washington, much more to come there.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.